rubbing at the raw skin on his wrists. Cole followed. Garvey stood outside the shelter as they walked up to it. He held out a small bundle to Cole. "What's this?" Cole asked, unfolding a heavy wool blanket woven with colorful blue and red images of a totem pole. "Tlingits call it a tau." "A tau?" Cole repeated.
"Like a towel, without the L," Garvey said. "A tau is something you inherit. This blanket has been handed down for many generations in my family. It once belonged to one of our chiefs and is a link to our ancestors. You can't own a tau. You are only its caretaker for a time. If you accept this atau from me, you must promise to care for it and someday pass it on to someone else you trust."
"You're saying you trust me?"
Garvey nodded. "If you promise to care for it, I'll believe you. A man is only as good as his word."
Garvey looked Cole in the eyes.
"Do you promise me you'll care for this atau?"
Cole tucked the blanket under his arm. "Yeah, sure, whatever you want." Sadly, Garvey placed a hand on Cole's shoulder.
"Don't waste this chance, Cole."
Cole felt a sudden rush of anger and jerked away.
Why did everybody always have to touch him? He didn't need anyone's help. What he needed was for the world to butt out. "Aren't you guys ever leaving?" he snapped.
Edwin and Garvey turned and walked to the skiff. Edwin crawled aboard first. When he was seated, Garvey shoved the small boat off the slick gray rocks and jumped aboard himself. Edwin yanked the starter rope, and the outboard roared to life. As the skiff motored from the bay, the fading whine of the engine floated out across the choppy waters. In the distance, Garvey waved goodbye. Cole waved back, grinning. This far away, they couldn't see the extended middle finger he brandished at them. Cole watched as the boat faded to a mere speck outside the bay. Then he reached down and picked up a rock. He threw it toward the horizon with a hard grunt. Finally, he was alone. For almost 3 months, he had been kept in detention, guarded 24 hours a day. For almost 3 months, he had put up with the adults from the Circle Justice Committee. What fools. They had kept stopping by, asking questions that were a joke. Any moron could figure out what they wanted to hear. "Why should we believe you're sincere?" several committee members had asked during their visits. Cole wanted to say, "'Cause if you don't, I'll knock your fat heads off." Instead, he meekly said, "You shouldn't," keeping his face as serious as he could. "It really screwed things up. Hurting someone really made me think a lot." He'd pause for effect, then add, "I wish I could trade places with Peter. I really do. That's what I deserve." Cole had grown impatient watching the visitors jot notes in their silly little folders. What a waste of time. They were probably afraid to try him as an adult and send him to jail. "Why can't they make up their minds?" he complained to Garvey during one of his visits. "What are they waiting for?"
"Things take time," Garvey answered. "The circle needs to know if you're committed to wanting change. Some think you still have an attitude."
Garvey grinned.
"I can't imagine where they got that idea, champ. Can you?"
"I told them I wanted to change," Cole said, his voice edgy. "What more do they want?"
"Talk is cheap. They want you to walk your talk."
"How can I prove anything sitting in this stinking place?"
"Think about it, Einstein. What if it turns out you're nothing more than a baby-faced con? What then?"
Garvey threw up his hands.
"A lot of people have already paid dearly for your anger and lies. You have bigger problems than getting out of this place."
"Yeah? Like what?"
"If you're accepted for Circle Justice, who's going to be your sponsor? The committee requires some person to go through the process with you."
"I thought you would help me," Cole said, letting his irritation show.
Garvey shook his head.
"I don't invest time in losers. Unless you're 110% committed to this change, you're wasting my time and everybody else's. You're better off in jail."
Garvey gave Cole a playful shove.
"Make up your mind, champ. The world's getting tired of waiting.
Cole wanted to punch Garvey's teeth into the next county, but instead he forced a smile.
After Garvey left, Cole's fists tightened until his knuckles turned white.